While international demand for U.S. soybeans has been turbulent in recent months, domestic consumption for soybeans has been robust, especially in southeast South Dakota, with the opening of the new High Plains processing plant near Mitchell. Soybean farmer Bruce Haynes is a soybean checkoff director and lives near Mitchell. He reports the High Plains plant is ramping up, getting closer to full capacity operation.
One of the things that comes out of that is 80% of the product that comes in goes out in soy meal. And, you know, we think that's a win-win situation.
The quality of soybean meal starts with the soybean itself. Haynes explains research finds that northern-grown soybeans contain strong amino acid proteins that enhance livestock performance.
We've done a lot of research with South Dakota State University and different universities across the upper Midwest. And each time that those studies get done, I think we find out more and more uses and more ways to, you know, get those proteins at a reasonable rate.
With additional processing capacity in the region, transportation costs for soybean meal come down, making it more competitive with synthetic proteins. Haynes calls soybean meal the new superfood for livestock. The soybean checkoff also supports agronomic research, benefiting farmers in weed and pest control, soil health, water management, and more.
All of those things help us raise a higher quality product, more bushels per acre, and find homes for the products that we raise.
Visit sdsoybean.org for more on market development for South Dakota soybeans, fueled by the checkoff. I'm Pam Geppert reporting.